What is conversational commerce? Conversational commerce was a term that was initially coined by Uber's Chris Messina. You might know Uber as the taxi company that has absolutely exploded in the last decade, to the point that it has completely disrupted its industry and even gotten some analysts and economists pretty worried. So, this guy knows what he's talking about, and social messaging apps are clearly a big part of his strategy. So, what does all this mean? How can you employ it in your own strategies? Essentially, conversational commerce describes the rapidly rising trend of interacting between businesses and clients and customers through social apps and tools. This includes custom apps, SMS, and even telepresence like Skype and Zoom. Via these methods, consumers get to discuss matters with company representatives, to get customer support, to ask pertinent questions about their products and services, and even make purchases. This completely changes the game in a profound way that may help to take your business to a completely different level. Why? Because you can now speak directly with a customer one-to-one. While this might seem like a lot of effort, it does several things for your relationship. One, it reassures your customers and clients that your business is run by real people and that they will be able to get a hold of you. This is huge because it means that if someone were to have a problem with a product or service, they would be able to get in touch and get a useful response and hopefully have the issue resolved. This in turn creates a huge amount of additional trust in your business, meaning that they are far more likely to click buy and take a risk with their hard-earned cash. Two, it creates a sense of gratitude and obligation. Most of us are fairly humble. While there are certainly some entitled individuals out there, and we will discuss how to deal with these types in future videos, most people actually don't expect to get an answer from a big organization or company. We tend to think of professional organizations as being somehow more important than us, and as such, we are shy about asking for advice. When a company actually takes the time to respond to a question, or even to send a marketing message in some cases, this can show that they care about the individual. Humbled, they might then feel somewhat obligated to buy, or at least feel far more inclined to, viewing your business as having earned them. Three, you can deal with issues and barriers to sale head on. A barrier to sale is anything that prevents a customer from wanting to do business with you. So, for example, if someone were unsure which product out of a selection was right for them, then they might choose not to buy. But by using chat, you can then answer the question for them, point them in the right direction, and hopefully fill them with lots of confidence that will help them to make a purchase. You can even get the process started. That is to say, you can help someone begin filling out a form or even talk them through the checkout process. The answer to that question is X. Product Y should be able to help you with that. Would you like me to add it to your cart? This can drastically increase your conversion rate while also serving the client and giving them a good experience. Four, you can get feedback and very useful information. A very strong example might be to ask, I see you were looking at product X but didn't buy. What could I do to change your mind? This can go as far as to convert an otherwise lost customer into a buyer. If not, it can give you valuable information that you can use to improve your products in future and increase your chances of making more sales next time. Generating goodwill. Another fantastic benefit of using conversational commerce is that it allows you to generate goodwill. One of the secrets to success in business is to over-deliver. That's to do more than you promise and more than you have to, and thereby to pleasantly surprise the customer. People love being surprised in this manner. To do this, you can try messaging someone to wish them happy birthday, to thank them for buying from you, or to check if they have access to everything that they need or thank them for signing up to the site. Make this a personal message, and they will likely be extremely touched that you took the time out. I still remember as a child once signing up to a newsletter for a game I liked, Abe's Odyssey, and then getting a card from the company on my birthday. This was huge for me as a young fan. While this might be impossible for some businesses to replicate owing to financial and time constraints, it's certainly not impossible to consider sending a Facebook message, and people will really appreciate that and remember your business as a result. How to reach out. Of course, the problem with conversational commerce is starting that conversation in a way that doesn't upset or insult the user. Drop-off rates are huge when companies start sending unsolicited messages, and this is something that companies should think hard about. The good news is that there are plenty of ways to safely start this kind of conversation. One is to wait for the individual to contact you through your Facebook page or your website. A chatbot on your website can also help you do this. Another is to get them to sign up and opt in to your message using the buttons we described before. You can also wait for them to contact you and then message them back. Another great strategy is to respond to a message that someone leaves on your wall, but privately. All these things work, and we'll discuss them in future videos. For now, though, just know that there are plenty of good ways you can reach out to your clients and customers to begin this kind of conversational commerce, meaning you can take advantage of all those huge benefits we've touched on so far. Or you could start selling directly.